Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. This month's composer, Igor Stravinsky, learned everything he knew about composition from Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. There are plenty of other composer-to-composer connections. Rimsky-Korsakov spent years as a professor at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, so a lot of other famous composers studied with him. Anatol Yadov was not the best student in the world. In fact, he got kicked out of the conservatory for being kind of lazy. After he shaped up, Yadov was asked to compose this Polonaise for the dedication of a statue of Anton Rubinstein, the man who founded the conservatory. Another one of Rimsky-Korsakov's pupils was a very good student. Alexander Glazunov was so good that he eventually became director of the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Many composers studied with their fathers. Members of the Bach family taught each other for hundreds of years. And of course, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart studied with his father Leopold, who wrote this trumpet concerto. On one trip to Vienna, Mozart also took some lessons from Franz Josef Haydn. You can hear how Haydn's music rubbed off on Mozart. When Mozart was a bit older, a very talented young pianist named Johann Nepomuk Hummel stayed at his house and got free lessons from him. Another extremely talented pianist wanted to study with Mozart. But by the time he moved to Vienna, Mozart had died. So he worked with Haydn, who didn't turn out to be the best teacher for Ludwig van Beethoven. Sometimes students turn out to be much more talented than their teachers. Beethoven also studied with Antonio Salieri. And Salieri had another pupil who became a much better composer than his teacher, Franz Schubert. Not all interesting teacher-student combinations took place long, long ago on a continent far away. Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco was one of many Jewish people who had to leave Europe during World War II, so he came to America. Castelnuovo Tedesco moved to Hollywood and started writing music for movies. Three guesses who one of his students was. Not hard to recognize movie music by John Williams. John Williams has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and so does Igor Stravinsky, the composer with whom we started this show. Stravinsky actually didn't have much luck writing for the movies. He had much more success composing ballets. The Infernal Dance from Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. It's almost the end of October, so you know what holiday is coming up. Please join me next week for the traditional Halloween show on Classics for Kids.